This one's not so much a date for your diary, unless you're going out of town on. In which case...
What happened to our romantic dinner tonight anyway? We're supposed to have a romantic dinner just the two of us, and there's people here and everything. Oh, crowded.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Should be, maybe next year.
I've got a bottle of... well, it's not champagne, but you can pop the cork off it anyway. But,
beer.
Say that. Yeah, we've got a bottle of beer. And the other exciting thing to report at this stage in the show, before we get back into some more music, is that the snails have come out of hibernation. You'll all be pleased to hear. So, big them up. And big yourselves up. This is Angst, and you're listening to LFM.
So dumbly crying out to thee, but thou art not. And night's vast throne becomes an all-stupendous church, with stars
the Thank you. soul of Lucifer. Soul of Lucifer. A world full of hate. A world full of hate. War and blood. War and blood.
Pussy! Love one another, it has been said, is the supreme law. But what power made it so? Upon what rational authority does the gospel of love rest? Why should I not hate mine enemies and hunt them down like the most vicious of all beasts that they are? If I love them, does that not place me at their mercy? Is it natural for enemies to do good unto each other? And what is good? Can the torn and bloody victim love the blood-splashed jaws that rend him limb from limb? Are we not all predatory animals by instinct? If humans ceased wholly from preying upon each other, could they continue to exist? Is not lust and carnal desire a more truthful term to describe love when applied to the continuance of the race? Is not the love of the fawning scriptures simply a euphemism for sexual activity, or was the great teacher an emasculated milksop who glorified eunuchs? Love your enemies and do good to them that hate you and despitefully use you as the despicable philosophy of the spaniel that rolls upon its back when kicked. Hate your enemies with a whole heart, and if a man smite you on one cheek, smash him on the other. Smite him hip and thigh, for self-preservation is the highest law. He who turns the other cheek is a cowardly dog. Give blow for blow, scorn for scorn, doom for doom, with compound interest liberally added thereunto. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, yea, fourfold, a hundredfold. Make yourself a terror to your adversary, and when he goeth his way, he will possess much additional wisdom to ruminate over. Thus shall you make yourself respected in all the walks of life, and your spirit, your immortal spirit, shall live, not in an intangible paradise, but in the brains and sinews of those whose respect you have gained.
Thank you.
the sounds of angst on LFM, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! thank you. One man.
It really works the other way around. You should all be thanking Tamon. He's done a lot of archiving over the last year, and all for your enjoyment.
I've got archiving cramp.
Pick up the Tamon!
Big him up.
Some appreciation at last.
So, another plug before we get on to next act. This one, we're going to plug first, because it's not the most important thing happening on the 27th of April, but it is one of the funniest. There's an event called... well, the gist of it anyway is that you go along and they provide sledgehammers, Scrap. And that's it, Scrap Club. And they provide sledgehammers and other articles of destruction. And you bring your own scrap along with the load that they've provided, and you fuck it up, basically, for 4 hours between 10 and 2. We'll have to look the venue up for you, because I've left me a bit of paper in my room. But, 27th of April.
It's
at the Electro Works, we think. Yeah, start getting that date in your head, because we're going to tell you about another event going on there after this. Over to you, Sam.